Welcome to the Software Testing Podcast, sponsored by ASTQB. ASTQB, the American Software Testing Qualifications Board, is the U.S. board for the internationally recognized ISTQB Software Testing Certification. Our mission is to promote professionalism in software testing in the United States. We are pleased to present these podcasts as a service to the software testing community and invite you to learn more about ASTQB at astqb.org. I'm speaking with Phil Liu, CEO of Exposoft, a leading provider of global software quality engineering services. Phil has international experience in startups and in operation in a wide variety of business applications with deep experience in software engineering. He and his team are comfortable working with any platform, framework, or medium, and are experts in the agile testing process. We were fortunate enough to have Phil write an article recently which described the process Exposoft uses to hire the right software testers. So, Phil, first of all, thank you for writing that article, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
You know, in the article, I found fascinating on many levels, and I'm sure others did as well. You started you hadn't created it, but you had read something somewhere, and you gave great credit for that. But you started by saying you hope to find two qualities in one person. That is, in the software testers you're looking for. You wanted to find someone who was smart and also could get stuff done. And I thought it was interesting. You noted you'd love to have both qualities in one person, but sometimes you said you needed people who are smart but don't necessarily get much done to figure out what needs to get done. And then these people need to be complemented by doers who may not be as smart in figuring things out, but actually get stuff done. So how would you describe the mix of hires that you have in your company or that you worked with over the years? Do you tend to have, 70% of the thinkers and 30% of the doers? how do you do that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, kind of heuristic came from a book that I read called Joel on Software. And although that book is probably 15 years old, a lot of the principles still stand, even in the agile world. And, the thing that struck me about that phrase that Joel mentioned was, recruiting people is very simple. You want people that are smart and get stuff done. But actually, it's not so simple. You know, when you think about that question, it actually can be a little bit more complicated. And you mentioned 70-30 just now. Actually, there are no people that are only smart and get nothing done there. And there are no people that are only doers and do no thinking.
Oh, sure.
And so you want to kind of have a ratio of people that do both. And I think from our experience that it's easier to train those that are slanted more towards getting stuff done. And it's easier to train them to be more cerebral and be more thinking about how to get stuff done, because naturally when you get stuff done and when you're doing things, you make mistakes and you learn from those mistakes. And therefore, you start being more cerebral because you yourself just want to be more efficient and save yourself time of making mistakes. Mm. On the other hand, if you have somebody that's really smart but really doesn't do anything hands-on with their hands, then they don't get that same practice and learning, and so they may still be thinking about going in the wrong direction sometimes in a very deep way and not really be able to correct their course.
But is it possible to have someone, one or two just genius thinkers sitting there, I guess, doing nothing all day, but coming up with great ideas? Or is that's more the stuff of movies than you can find in a real company?
I think, you have those kinds of, not in our company anyways, because we're really about getting stuff done. We work, we provide testing services for our clients, and we do want to think about what we're doing and try to do it the best way as possible and think what's best for our client. I think what you talked about, that kind of person that is very cerebral and very smart and thinking, those are the people that are, you know, perhaps at, you know, designing products and thinking about trends and so forth, but not those people obviously aren't doers.
Oh, and that makes sense. That makes sense. When you consider, so there are certain, you know, you hope, so you hope to have some of the, you know, you want both aspects in people. If you are to look at the common elements that both types have, or maybe they must have, you know, let's say you tend to lean more toward the doing side, or you may lean toward the thinking and strategizing side, but what are the common elements that you really must have? Do you, you know, is it communications, or is it flexibility, or is it passion? What is it that that everybody must have?
Right, right. Well, you mentioned communications, and I think that these days with, you know, the agile methodologies being becoming more common, that people are weighing communications very heavily. And, you know, communications is, of course, important. But we don't like to put too much weight on communication skills in terms of, especially oral skills, because people that can really contribute sometimes aren't the best talkers or listeners even. And so it really depends on the role that they have within our company as to whether or not we think communications is really important. Some of the best and most creative people are not good communicators. So I think it's important to realize that that although our society and the agile process really focuses on communications, there are some roles and some ways that people can contribute where they don't have to be good communicators. And I think it's good to realize that and possibly find those types of people that can fit in those roles and still make a great contribution. I think you mentioned flexibility. I think flexibility comes in two forms. One of them is flexibility in terms of capabilities, right? You can do many different things, and therefore you can contribute in different ways. Mm-hmm. But I think also flexibility is in terms of your willingness to do different things and be whatever the company needs you to be and do whatever the company needs you to do.
No, that's a great point.
Some people, they may be capable, but they may, you know, not be happy about doing it, or you know, and be a little bit selfish in that sense. And so we want people that are flexible in terms of willingness as well as capabilities. And, you know, passion is another one. I think a lot of people, possibly companies and recruiters, may overweigh passion. Of course, we want passionate people that are excited about what they're doing and want to work hard and so forth. But, you know, you just can't. It's a bell curve, right? And you can't have a team of 100% all superstars.
Right, right.
And that would be like, you know, having a team where everybody's a sprinter, right? And everybody runs fast. And you know, you really need those long distance guys that can just jog along, but they keep going and they keep going and they keep going. And you need those kind of people in your company as well. So you really need a blend of, you know, really passionate people. Because a lot of times those superstars, what happens to them? They leave after 2-3 years, 1-2 years. And so you need, and so they take a lot of their knowledge with them, right? So mm-hmm. you still need to have those people that are middle distance runners and long distance runners that can keep going and keep contributing over the long run.
No, that's useful. That's wonderful. Again, on behalf of ASTQB, I want to thank you, Phil, for joining us. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We invite you to find more software testing podcasts, webinars, and white papers at www.astqb.org.